We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Miss something from the Todd Feinberg Show? Don't stress. Listen to the podcast at WTIC.com or on the free Odyssey app.
Well, good afternoon. It's Monday. Another week is here. I'm psyched for that, always. So later on, we're going to be talking about TikTok. It's one of the things I want to talk about today, the fact that the government wants to come for a business. All right, they say it's the Chinese, but you know, Apple still builds most of its phones in China. They're not trying to shut down Apple. They're not trying to invade Apple space. They're not going after companies doing business in China. They're still letting Chinese do all kinds of business here on all kinds of property. And we're going to talk about that because it just doesn't make any sense to me. And along similar lines, the government wants to regulate other tech companies. They do. They want to go after Facebook and Google and all. They're just out to get private enterprise, it seems to me. And they're also coming for artificial intelligence, which I'm very excited about. And I don't like when government gives us a buildup in advance of a technology even being on the market or penetrating the market in a significant way. This new AI that they're scared about. Yeah, we've had AI helping us finish sentences when we're typing or helping us with a phone call. But this new artificial intelligence threatens to be bad, they say, but it also threatens to be wonderful. So why are they out to get it all? Here to join us and help describe to us what those issues are is Sam Rouse. Sam Rouse is with Young Voices. We have a lot of the Young Voices people on with us. Sam, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having me.
Tell us what else we need to know about you besides the Young Voices connection.
Yes, absolutely. So I'm a contributor with Young Voices and currently finishing my last semester at the University of Miami. I'm from originally outside of the Philadelphia area, and I've been working in a range of political and policy spaces as well as in the corporate sector, predominantly in media relations and communications, but also some public policy issues as well.
So you're not the one out on the beach there causing all the trouble in Miami?
No, this year they actually tried to dissuade the problems from coming to Miami for spring break and pushed them up towards Fort Lauderdale. So
did that work? Did all the crackdown on the beach, curfews and just tough stuff in terms of managing crowds, closing down bars earlier and stuff?
Well, as most locals know, these 2 or 3 weeks in the beginning of the spring, we don't really go to South Beach. We don't really go to downtown Miami because of those crowds. So I haven't seen it. I've been busy with school and traveling myself outside of the city, but it does seem to be a bit calmer this year, honestly.
All right. Well, thanks for the report on that. And tell us about artificial intelligence and what is up with the government's desire to regulate? Are they going hard at it, or are they sitting back waiting? Have they already done some regulation that we should be concerned about?
Well, really what we've seen so far is a lot of talk and no action, at least no legislation passing through Congress that I've seen thus far. although the Biden administration has enacted some executive orders to create new small agencies to look at AI and consider regulations against AI, there hasn't really been much done yet. What really stands out to me is kind of the more alarming and surprising thing is the immediacy of these different groups like OpenAI, which is ran by Sam Altman, to beg the government to regulate them. I think this is the first time I've ever seen businesses, specifically some very influential and well-funded corporations, launching new technology and then begging it to be regulated by the government. It's quite strange to me.
Well, you're a young guy, so I'll cut you some slack here, but the big companies like Zuckerberg did this with Facebook, and he said, sure, go ahead. We need you to regulate. And it's good for big businesses because government is essentially providing a relationship, a pay-to-play relationship to the big companies.
Right.
Then they have influence over the regulatory scheme, and the smaller companies can be pushed out of the marketplace because it's too expensive to enter. So, but nevertheless, that's pretty interesting that Sam Altman, the one of the founders of ChatGPT or the OpenAI, the company that builds it, he's looking for the regulation, which reveals that they consider themselves one of the big players, and they consider other people a threat that'd be nice if they could get away from and block out of the marketplace with the help of their friends in government.
Absolutely. And one of the things I would also point out is it's pretty clear that there will be action in the U.S., although it's probably going to be much slower given the state of our politics today, because the EU has already passed an act in the past, I think, month or so, that regulates a whole bunch of different use cases for AI, whether that be in the biomedical sphere or for different financial scoring systems or sorting through information for, hiring purposes. That's already been restricted in the EU, which is obviously one of our bigger allied set of nations. So,
well, it's a potential
to come.
It's a potential kind of California that would lead the way and provide a model
absolutely.
That could be copied, huh?
Yeah, absolutely.
And what would be? Is there any legitimate danger that you see with AI that we would benefit from government involvement? To me, anytime the government's getting involved, they're going to not be doing what they say they're up to. They're not going to protect us. They're going to protect their own interests and figure out how they can manipulate the regulatory scheme to their own benefit. And to me, that's scarier than just letting the companies do what they want to do.
Yeah, absolutely. From what I've been reading on this, there's kind of two situations that seem to have a little bit more buy-in for potential regulation that might be less concerned. The first being focused on child safety, which has a pretty wide bipartisan appeal to people on both sides of the aisle with concerns over the influence of social media, the risks that can be posed to children online. But what I've read a lot more about and seems to be a much more reasonable proposal and also a fair proposal would be focusing on not the development of AI and the technologies created, but on the use cases of it. So creating legislation that helps, when we think about when you drive a car, you're required to wear a driver's license. Now, a lot of people don't like that in certain states, but that's generally pretty common in the U.S. today. But that's not forcing the manufacturer of the car to put in some high-tech contraption that automatically puts your seatbelt on. That's regulating the uses of it and, it has a little bit less of a heavy hand in the action. Now, I'm not too sure about where this would come in place in AI, and I probably have a lot of reservations about it. But focusing on the use of it rather than the creation of it would, at the very least, help prevent us from losing our footing in staying ahead of, China and other countries in the research and development phase, which is really what we're in right now.
Is there anything in this zeal, that the regulatory zeal that they're showing right now with regard to TikTok, that has set off any alarm bells for you with regard to our country getting ready to regulate the AI space?
I'm not sure if the two issues are as connected as we would think. The focus on the AI, on the TikTok legislation, the forced divestment from ByteDance and the CCP, has been a pretty largely national security-focused conversation. I don't think there's been as much focus on the tech and you know, free market side of it, being one not as directly tied in American business as it's owned by Chinese businesses. But I haven't really seen the two connected too much.
All right. Sam Rouse, anything else you want us to know?
You can follow me on Twitter at SamRouse1 to see more from my posts with Young Voices.
Thank you so much for being here. Sam Rouse from Young Voices. Appreciate you taking the time. All right. So there's a little input and a little direction into this world of government regulation. And as you know, I don't trust government regulating things. And most of the time, it seems to me that government is, when it is regulating, it is going in, saying it's going to fix a problem that was caused by government. That's how it looks to me. And I see it time after time, over and over again. Government has its hands into everything, and it's always running around saying how, oh, look how dangerous this is. But government is right there in artificial intelligence. It's right there in the TikTok world. And I want to talk to you. Coming up, there's a great new story out, which is all over the place now. I think it started with the New York Times on the regulation of automobiles and the regulation of insurance, car insurance. And the whole, you get to see the intersection of all these government activities that you wonder why, if they've got so much influence already, if they're regulating all this stuff already, why are they running around yelling fire when they're already the fire department and they're already on the scene? It's a little weird. I'm going to fill you in on this when we continue. Stay with us on WTIC.
Never miss a moment. Go listen to the Todd Feinberg podcast on the Odyssey app.
Get into the government and its regulatory schemes, which, as I said, I don't trust. Our problem is not enough government regulation, is not the lack of government regulation. Our problem is that we've got too much government intervention in our lives. Agree or disagree with that. I want to play you something from Robert F. Kennedy. This is what I want to hear presidential candidates and other candidates talking about, is the problems that America faces. Real problems that America is dealing with. And I want to hear somebody running for office who's not talking the kind of mindless patter that we hear from the big candidates. That's what I want to hear. And I'm not advocating on behalf of Robert F. Kennedy. I'm advocating on behalf of us having an intelligent conversation about electing people to high office, particularly the presidency. And if you listen to the Democrat or the Republican candidates talk about issues, you don't hear them talking about things that we care about, that are on our minds. They advocate for things that are agenda items for them. For example, Joe Biden has always felt it was desperately important that we be spending tens of billions of dollars in Ukraine. And when he talks about it as an imperative, that he's going to stand by them no matter what, as if we should automatically admire him just for his commitment, for his toughness, his steadfastness. But why, when we're broke, no, not broke, when we're desperately in debt, why should we feel that we should follow government into wars when every time since World War II we have entered into a war, it's been a bad thing for us? We've come to regret it as a country. Can you think of a war in the past? How long ago was World War II? 80 years ago. In the past 80 years, Is there a war you like? 860-522-9842. Is there a war you think was a good idea and that went well for us? Have we won one? I don't think we've won one since World War II. Agree or disagree? 860-522-9842. Now, listen to Robert F. Kennedy. This might mean nothing to you, but to me it resonates. And I want to know if you think it resonates for you or it's just a pile of nonsense. But this stuff, to me, is heading in the right direction.
Hey, everybody, it's Robert F. Kennedy Jr. here. I've been hearing a lot about the momentum in Congress to ban TikTok.
Talking about that banning of TikTok.
And I want you to remember that every right that the government has ever taken away from citizens was removed under the pretense of national security. My father's favorite philosopher.
Did you hear that line? I think that's a really interesting rule of thumb.
And I want you to remember that every right that the government has ever taken away from citizens was removed under the pretense of national security.
National security. Every right the government has ever taken away, they did to keep us safe. When the government says it's trying to keep us safe, rule of thumb, the government is not trying to keep us safe. It's trying to keep government. It's trying to keep politicians in power.
And I want you to remember that every right that the government has ever taken away from citizens was removed under the pretense of national security.
Anyone disagree? 860-522-9842. I love this stuff because it's talking about the problem that I see as being our most critical problem. And that is government taking away our rights. Our rights are getting severely limited, in case you haven't noticed.
Albert Camus wrote that the welfare of the people is always the alibi of tyrants.
The welfare of the people is always the alibi of tyrants. Remember Jolly Ned going around during the shutdowns? Just trying to keep you safe. Just trying to keep you safe.
And it provides further advantage of giving the servants of tyranny a clear conscience.
It gives the servants of tyranny a clear conscience. What does? How does that work? Let's listen to that once again, please.
Albert Camus wrote that the welfare of the people is always the alibi of tyrants. And it provides further advantage of giving the servants of tyranny a clear conscience.
Okay, so they feel better about themselves. They soothe their own sense of guilt by saying, well, I'm just trying to keep the people safe. Which is an interesting way to look at it because it suggests that they even confuse themselves about the evil that they're doing. But government is the demonic force whose job it is to take away our power, our rights, our money. They rob us blind. If you want further proof, look at the great state of Connecticut. Once sound fiscally, but ever since, oh, the past 30, 40 years, it's been a financial disaster. How did that happen? They got into the communism business. They got big time into socialism. Big government now just passes whatever it wants and never looks back at anything it passed before. The big money spending always remains. The amount of those line items keeps going up. They never look back and say, oh, that one doesn't work anymore. Let's trim it and use that money for something else. No, they don't do that because constituencies form around every line item, around every flow of money. That becomes its own cardiovascular system that pumps blood to power. The people who are employed in a certain department become a power center. You wouldn't cut their budgets. You wouldn't take money away from them because then you'd be angering voters. You'd be angering power brokers. That's why they never cut a budget. They don't care if the budget works for you or not, if the department works for you or not. What they care about is spending that money and making sure the people living under that flow of wealth, making sure they stay loyal. And that's what we're up against with government. All right, I've thrown out a bunch of ideas. Your feedback, please, 860-522-9842. We'll pause for news and we'll have a little conversation, if you're willing, on WTIC.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Oh, come on, why wait? You can rant right now at 860-751-4698 on the Todd Feinberg Show.
It's WTIC. Thanks for being here. 860-522-9842. Rant line number 751-4698. Rant's coming up in about an hour and a half or so. All right, so I want to get your opinion on, because I sound off the deep end to a lot of people. I am totally committed to the idea that government is no good and it's our number one enemy. The most demonic force we face on the planet is government. Government is the destroyer of the things that we hold dear. And our government, which was designed to be curbed in its efforts to do the same. The founders looked at government and said, we have to create a government, but boy, what an awful thing to have to do. What an awful legacy to create, and what a terrible thing to hand down to our descendants. And now we're suffering the ill effects they worked really hard to figure out a way for us to be protected from the evils of government, but still we're safe suffering the wrath of the evils of government, agree or disagree. And how do you view it when you look at stuff like the war in Ukraine, when you look at they want to take away TikTok? They want to take away TikTok. I would trade our government for TikTok. Well, I don't know if I would do that, but I would trade our government for anything just to get rid of it so we could start over again. I like the plan. I don't like the way it's being executed currently. Let's talk to Bob in Berlin. Hi, Bob.
Hi, Todd. I'd like to address duty, honor, country. The West Point Academy has changed their motto to Army value. I'm a Army veteran, and I think they're going wokish. I've called Blumenthal, Murphy, and my representative Larson to ask them to rescind, the superintendent of the academy, to rescind the change in the motto from duty, honor, country.
What did they change it to?
Army value.
What does that mean?
To me, it means it's like a vanilla model now. I said I'm a veteran, right? I can't imagine anyone rushing a machine gun nest for Army value, but you may rush a machine gun nest to save your fellow soldiers with honor, duty, country.
Well, honor, duty, and country makes clear the kind of organization the military is and what your relationship is to it when you're joining, that there are a set of values guiding what you're up to. But I don't know what the new thing represents.
All I can say
Army
is
value?
Yeah, that's what...
When did they adopt this?
Like a week ago.
Oh, my. What a lousy thing that is to market around. You people want to rush in and put their lives at risk to represent a slogan they don't understand?
Correct. And but it's, I don't know if there's any chance, but I wish your callers would, if they feel like it, would call Blumenthal, Murphy, and the state rep of mine was Larson. If maybe they can change it back if they get enough calls. I don't know, but the whole military is going wokeish. Millie started? Millie and Austin and.
Well, it's not about the individuals; it's about the environment now, Bob. Thank you for the call, sir. It is. I'm glad you pointed us in this direction because it's the same direction we're heading, but coming from a new angle, a new set of wiring into the U.S. government. The Pentagon is a big bureaucracy, and those guys aren't military anymore so much as they're bureaucracy. They're bureaucrats. They are paper pushers. They are money spenders. They're people who say the things that you say when you're in government to make sure people don't understand what you're up to and to make sure the money keeps flowing. Army value. What was wrong with duty, honor, country, did they say? What could be wrong with duty, honor, country? Those are good things. Army value, I don't know what that means. 860-522-9842. Aaron in Goshen. Hi, Aaron.
Hey, Todd. So you guys waking up and smelling the coffee yet that we've been sold out and your country, our country, is turning communist? This is what happens. They change the religion. They change our values. They demoralize us. They destroy our military. They put you in debt. Should you want me to keep going?
How long have you seen this as a premeditated scheme being orchestrated from a particular group of people or a particular place?
I woke up in 2008 to 2009. Is a period of time that I started becoming aware of it, and a lot of friends that would say stuff, and you know, conspiracy theorist type people. Mm-hmm. And now at the rate that a theory is out there and then it's proven correct at this point is alarming. Yuri Brezhnev, who was a KGB defector, mm-hmm. talks about this, how you're able to subvert a country, and we're falling right down. The man with the prophet, when he was talking about this in 1984, but nobody listened to it. At this particular period of time, it's going faster and faster, isn't it? And that's kind of how we spin into a whole color revolution as far as what this country is going to be. The only thing that's going to change it is American exceptionalism and patriotism to come forward. But we have a battle coming, without a doubt, because we are being slow walked down. To a tyrannical government that is going to give you everything and take everything away from you. Hence the reason why they want to get rid of TikTok, right? I just look at this and say, why Congress can't get together on anything, but they can get together on banning TikTok from the people because of China. But it, you know, they don't have ultimate control of what's on there in the narrative. I mean, that's what I'm looking at.
Who doesn't have ultimate control?
Our U.S. government doesn't have all.
So you're saying that's why they want to do the ban. I figure they want to do the ban just because it won't fix anything.
Well, I mean, you can't be for Chinese propaganda because Eric Swalwell can still walk through Congress after, you know, giving all his information to a Chinese spy. Joe Biden's compromised. Everybody else in our government that has any dealings with China has some level of compromise going on. Look at Mitch McConnell and his wife that owns a ton of land in China and is friends with the CCP. I have not been able to put the link together. She is a part of that party. But, I mean, it's in our government. It's undoubtedly. You can't deny it at this point. So that's why I look at it and go, it's really not about China having our information. It's us having the ability to share freedom of information that they can't control the narrative of.
Okay. Thank you for that, Aaron. Good to hear from you. My issue first is with the banning of TikTok is they're saying that there's a threat that China's going to get our data. Well, TikTok's been the biggest app for a while. It's been in business for years. People have been downloading it by the millions. Why, now that the horse has left the barn, are we suggesting that locking the door will somehow get the horse back in there? It makes no sense. If they had proposed this 3 years ago, 5 years ago, I don't know how long TikTok's been around, but come on, man. This is way past the point of no return. Plus, why is TikTok any more of a threat to us and our data than Facebook is? Okay, it's an American company, but all this data is merged together into a single thing. Doug in Glastonbury. Hi, Doug.
Hey, quickly, I'm a West Point graduate. I got a letter from the superintendent.
Can you speak up a little bit, Doug?
Hi, I'm a West Point graduate, an old guy, but I am one. I got a letter from the superintendent, as we all did, explaining they did not change the motto. What they did was they took, it's still duty on their country.
Okay.
They took that phrase out of the mission statement, another piece of the organizational structure of the Corps. They took that phrase out of there, but they did not change the motto itself.
Okay. And why did they take the phrase out of the mission statement?
Well, you and I both would have theories about that.
Okay, so it's they don't say why. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, not well. They didn't think it was modern enough. It was a sense of what I got, which means woke.
Officials from West Point have stated explicitly that duty, honor, country remains the motto of the academy and fundamental to its mission and culture. Yet there are those who believe there is something rotten going on. They've taken to X, the former Twitter app, to decry wokeness, pandering, Marxism, and globalism. A war on the foundation of America's fighting force. For them, this change is cause for panic, both moral and existential. But the mission statement has changed 9 times since 1925. It is this graduate's opinion that anyone who takes issue with the substitution for reasons other than the aesthetic duty, honor, country has a nicer ring than Army values is either being thoughtless or disingenuous, an opportunist so desperate for an enemy that they have turned their sights on one of the last bastions of the values they claim to hold dear. Okay, so this person's saying it's much ado about nothing, but you disagree?
No, it's the same thing. That's what I was trying to say. He just had the document in front of me. I'm in my car.
Okay, so you're okay with it? You don't think it's a big deal?
Well, I was surprised to learn it was in the mission statement, the way I learned to write mission statements. That's not necessarily the kind of thing that would be in there. So, time
all right.
Duty on the country.
It sounds
like you. I have no idea what Army value means.
Army values. Well, there is an S on the end, Army values. But Army values is a thing that's not defined. And duty honor country provides a definition. And it seems that to remove that from anything and to replace it with Army values means that it's a soft thing that can be changed, the shape of which can be changed anytime they feel like.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And you were talking about it a minute ago. They're bureaucrats.
Yes.
And it's much easier to deal with something that's soft than something that's hard.
Yes. And bureaucracy is about not being a value-driven person. It's about surviving based on compromising values. Thank you, Doug, for the call. 860-522-9842. We'll take a quick break, and we'll talk more. Maybe we'll take your call, 860-522-9842.
Never miss a moment. Go listen to the Todd Feinberg podcast on the Odyssey app.
It's WTIC. It's a rockin' Monday. All right, so these weasels in government, everything they do is weaseling. And the challenge is, how do we get people to accept that? Instead of thinking that government is our caretaker, they do want to keep us safe. And all they're trying to do in overtaxing us to death and squandering all of the wealth the country has generated over the post-World War II era, the last 80 years, it's all gone into debt, right? The wealthiest nation on earth isn't even broke. We are trillions of dollars in debt, unpayable amounts of money. That's what the political class has given us. It's mind-bogglingly naive and ignorant to think the government is looking out for our best interests, and yet we can't shake the assumption that those are good people. And all I can say is, it doesn't matter if they're good people. They're in a sick system that is rigged to destroy us. Back to Robert Kennedy.
When Congress gives Joe Biden the power to remove an app from your cell phone, ironically, Joe Biden himself just joined TikTok.
Did I say Joe Kennedy? That's funny. Robert Kennedy Jr.
People love TikTok. It's the digital public square. If there are security concerns in the tech back end, let's address them there.
I don't care if people love TikTok. It's just that we can't trust government with anything. Government can't be trusted. I said this about abortion the other day, and this is my view on abortion. Abortion is too important a decision to allow government to be involved in. They are corrupt. They are hateful. They will distort anything to help themselves win. There is no value that matters in government but for re-election.
If there are security concerns in the tech back end, let's address them there. But let's never reduce Americans' ability to freely exchange ideas.
All right. If there is a regulation he says we need in the technology, in the programming, if there are rules, fine. But you don't take away our free speech. I go further. There is nothing that can happen in the capitalist exchange, in the market-based exchange, that we aren't better off keeping government out of. I guess I'm an extremist on this, and maybe there's an example you could give me where I would have to admit, oh, that sounds pretty bad. I think we need Dick Blumenthal going in there to protect us, and along with Ned Lamont, and a little Joe Ganim sprinkled on top. But I tend to think that life, if there were no Dick Blumenthal and were no Ned Lamont, and were no Joe Ganim, that would only make for a stronger state and a stronger nation. That's my bias. Disagree if you want. Go ahead. Make my day. Let me hear you explain to everybody else here why we need Dick Blumenthal and Ned Lamont and Joe Ganim protecting us. And isn't the idea that they would ever offer any protection to us ridiculous? 860-522-9842. Rant line number 860-751-4698. We'll do rants in about an hour and a quarter. How about this? You can comment and you can discuss, and it's wide open forum. That's what we do. Because it's talk radio, the original social media. Without the algorithms. Let's get a little traffic update. We'll get some news, then we'll take some more phone calls on WTIC. Is that Mark Christopher in the BPS Lawyers Traffic Center? Doggone, I'm excited to see you.
Good afternoon.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.